Hi girls, welcome back to the Creative Purpose Podcast. I hope you're having a great day today. Today I prepared a talk for you in relation to comparison, which I hope you like. So with no further ado, let's begin. Why is it that we enjoy seeing others complaining online, but we find it hard to smile when they share success after success? I came to think that life was funnier and more interesting when seeing all the downs of people I followed online. I even enjoy hearing the stories of my friends struggling at something or facing an issue, not because I was mean and wanted them to experience problems, but because I could feel related somehow. So I ask you this. Is it easier to feel related to others when we see our hard reality being mirrored by the lives of others? Is it better for us to see others struggling with their lives? We tend to compare ourselves to others constantly. I know many people are not like that, and God bless you if this is you, but in my case, I've always secretly enjoyed comparing myself to others. Not always to feel like I'm winning at them, but because it makes me feel like perhaps my life is not as hard as I believed it to be. And maybe that is all. We like to know that our lives are not as bad as we thought. We may be comparing ourselves to others through Instagram or through YouTube, even through our relationships. Maybe on Instagram we see stories of people, famous people, influencers, even our friends, and we compare to them. If they bought a beautiful something, we immediately think, I have that same thing, but it's not as beautiful as the one they have. If they go to a date in a beautiful place or to do a picnic in a beautiful park, we remember that we have never gone to that place before and we have never gone to a beautiful park like that one. But instead, when they share something that is hard for them, like for example, they had a fight with their boss, we immediately feel this comparison going in our side, like maybe we don't have it that bad. Maybe they are experiencing this issue and we are not, so that makes us feel happy. Probably the fact that we compare ourselves to others so much makes us value and cheer more on people who are experiencing things similar to us or that have it worse. We cherish people suffering, people that are poorer than us. If they achieve something, we congratulate them because they deserve it. But what happens once they start getting more and more success? If suddenly they get super rich, famous, and prettier, we immediately compare ourselves to them again. They surpassed me, they are doing better now, maybe they do not deserve it a lot. They are acting like superstars, they are overrated. Many things that don't serve anyone and only focuses on growing up hate. So, why is it that many people use comparison to not only destroy our self-esteem, but also to either approve or disapprove on others? I have this new way of seeing this, and this is a metaphor or analogy that I want to share with you. So imagine the following. Everyone is walking on its own life path. We all have a path in front of us, and each path is different. And every path guides us to different places, so my path won't be taking me to the same path that yours. So comparison is out of the question, because while some paths are full of flowers at the beginning, as their owners move forward in life, the path starts getting drier and drier, finally becoming in a desert. Some other paths start full of obstacles, making the owner get stuck many times while trying to sort them out. The thing is, as they keep on walking, They learn how to avoid or take advantage of each obstacle. Consequently, they move faster and faster throughout the rest of their path. There are very long paths, full of ups and downs, but there are also some paths that are short, with sometimes a complex or a simple life. Some paths may look similar to yours or totally different, but the most important thing is that the path a person is going through right now is not a confirmation of how the path was before. If the path right now is very good, it doesn't mean that the path that they walked before was also good. And apart from that, the path they are going through right now won't secure tomorrow's path. Instead of feeling comfortable when knowing the difficulties of others or hating on people that are achieving things we like for ourselves, thinking each person has a totally different path than us, help us see things from a more objective point of view. Whatever you feel at this moment is totally valid, but your pain doesn't weigh heavier than the pain of others or the other way around. Every pain and issue are hard for the person feeling it. It reminds me of the classic Disney movie Freaky Friday, which, by the way, did you know there are three versions? I recently watched the first one, made in the 70s, and it was pretty good, except for the special effects. It was a very good first version. The second one with Lindsay Lohan, it's my favorite. And the final one, I only watched it once, and it's like a musical, so if you're into musicals and you like new Disney movies, you may enjoy it a lot. Now, getting back to the topic. In the movie, both the mom and the daughter thought that their life was the hardest, and it took them to actually experience life from the other person's shoes to understand everything they were going through. Right now, you may think one of your friends has it easier, a better job, more money in their bank account, a better life situation overall. Maybe after both of you get vulnerable and talk with more honesty, you would discover that she has a chronic disease now. You may also know that her economic situation is not that great, and that she may even be going through depression. That situation would give you more perspective into her life and the path she's walking, and in some cases, you would even feel more gratitude towards your own life. But why wait on knowing exactly what battles others are fighting? Why wanting to know that others are struggling more than us to discover that our lives also worth the pain to be lived? I propose something different. So first, ignore our comparison craving and let's bring more attention to our own path. Surely it has its own obstacles and dry zones, but remember this, focusing too much on the paths of others won't ever allow you to love your own path.